Welcome to the Weekly Finance News Wrap, presented by Paige Estrotori on this sunny Sunday, December 28th, 2025, with the courtesy of Financial Services Online, bringing you all latest finance news from the land down under, supporting Australians with personal and business loan finance. Welcome aboard, here at Financial Services Online, aiding you in navigating through the finance maze is our ultimate commitment. Let's take a brief journey over last week's highlights across Australia's finance industry. Starting with the major story hitting headlines, a significant shift in the Australian stock market. It seems volatility was the main theme, as a mix of international developments and domestic changes caused quite a stir. Investors remain hopeful but cautious as we move towards the start of 2026. You can find a more detailed examination of these fluctuations on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Jumping to the housing sector, positive turns were noticed last week with a rise in new home loan approvals. It appears that the Reserve Bank of Australia's ongoing low interest rate environment continues to favor first-time buyers, positively influencing the market dynamics. A potential uptick in property prices could follow suit. On the business front, major developments are underway. The Australian government has unveiled new incentives to boost small businesses, offering greater access to loan funds. This move is expected to stimulate economic growth at the grassroots level, and many see this as a much-needed lifeline for small business owners. Over the course of the week, we've also seen the Australian dollar showcasing a commendable performance. Economists attribute this to a combination of climbing commodity prices and favorable international market conditions. However, experts advise consumers to remain vigilant and informed as the currency market is ever-changing. Rounding off with financial regulation news, ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, has issued newer, stricter guidelines on lending practices among financial institutions. With an emphasis on responsible lending, this move aims to protect the rights and interests of consumers and loan applicants. I'm Paige Estrotori, and you've tuned in to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. Be sure to join us again next week, same day, for another roundup of the Australian finance news. Don't forget, for more in-depth analysis, updates, and guidance on loans and finance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Here's wishing you a prosperous week ahead. Stay safe, stay financially savvy. Goodbye.